Hi, I'm with Caroline Izzet, Head of Membership at IOSH. Hi, Caroline. Caroline, we want to talk today about the workplace shadowing scheme. Could you just tell us a little bit about it, please?
Yeah, sure. The workplace shadowing scheme was the brainchild of one of our industry groups, actually the Food and Drink Group, who tend to be quite active. The idea of it is that we give people the opportunity to find out what it's like to be a health and safety person. Some of these people are people with qualifications in health and safety who, for various reasons, can't get into the health and safety job market. You know, the old catch-22, can't get a job without experience, can't get experience without a job, that sort of attitude. So we're trying to bridge that gap and give them experience in health and safety. That's where it started. It's kind of evolved now into a whole organisation opportunity. And we're actually looking at students in particular who are doing undergraduate and postgraduate qualifications, not just in health and safety, in related disciplines as well, with the idea that those are potentially the health and safety practitioners of the future. These are the guys who might go out there and take health and safety as a career path if they know what's involved.
Sure.
So it's about giving them that.
Okay, and you mentioned students particularly who we want to place on this shadowing scheme, and we know what's in it for students, but what's in it for universities as well?
Okay, well, there's two sides to this. I mean, universities these days now charge up to £9,000 a year, and one of their problems is how do they attract students? At that kind of cost, there's got to be some kind of return on the investment of the students' time. It's not just about the degree anymore. Look at how many graduates come out of university and don't get jobs commensurate with their actual qualification. You know, you can see how difficult it is to get on the ladder, and for the universities in particular, they can offer the shadowing scheme as part of their postgrad or undergraduate course, for example, a summer placement, and actually really big up the employability of the course that they're doing and the support that we're giving them for that course.
Okay, so we talked about what's in it for students, what's in it for universities. Obviously, there's got to be something in it for businesses as well.
Indeed, yeah, it's a win-win-win for this one, because the businesses themselves get a chance to look at the new crop of talent coming through. There's a couple of things that happen, and we've seen this happen already, where businesses find somebody that they feel is really spectacular. They might not have an opening right there and then for a full-time position, but they keep in touch, and there's at least one person out of four that we've currently got who's actually got a job out the back of it.
Excellent.
So they get to see quality people, we hope, and get opportunities to offer quality people roles in their business.
Okay. So, win.
Mm-hmm.
And what about win for the IOSH members? How can they get involved?
A couple of ways for IOSH members to get involved. The first one, obviously, is to be a member who actually supports the shadowing scheme.
Yes.
So be a line manager, take a shadow under the wing. There's some personal benefits in that, really quite important ones around building your own skills and knowledge. Most IOSH members at some point in time end up in management.
Yeah.
And actually, if you haven't had a chance to line manage, this is a good opportunity to try your hand at line managing for a 12-week period. What you learn about yourself and about your candidate and about the way you can handle that, you can use your CPD, you can reflect on it, and you can show it as evidence of further development for yourself.
Sure.
That's the first one, I think, that's probably quite important from a CPD point of view. The other is that they can actually be our ambassadors for the business. We've got 41,000 members out there. There's an awful lot of them working in large global businesses who could go to their own companies and say, we should be in this scheme.
Yeah.
We should be looking at the health and safety practices of the future.
Sure. Where does IOSH see this going long term?
Long term, we'd like it to become an established part of who we are and what we do.
Yeah.
So we'd like, first of all, to provide that support to the universities who are offering health and safety qualifications and science and engineering-based qualifications that are the feeder group for our health and safety practitioners. We'd like to be able to support that activity through this scheme. And we'd like to be able to support business through this scheme by making sure that where there are bright, clever people out there with a will and a wish to actually change and develop for health and safety purposes,